But for real though, I don't know. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Welcome everyone. I'm sure people got excited whenever they saw, they refreshed their podcast feed and they saw the Vent Chat logo refresh up to the top of their list. No, it's not a show. It's not a Vent Chat
And then they just hear
podcast.
you, and it's like, oh,
Yeah, it's
man.
like, oh man, it's that guy. It's that guy. We wanted to update everybody on the meetup that is still happening, even though there's not a show right now. We're still doing the meetup. We're still all going. Dawson, we're coming to your backyard, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
In.
That's the plan.
Did you say in? We're coming in his
Yes,
backyard?
I am.
Yep.
It's on my bucket list.
Backyard. You,
Yeah.
is this setup? You trying to get me hard?
We can sword fight.
So the dates, if you still don't know, are Labor Day weekend. So it's August 30th through September 1st in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And some people will come. That's Friday through Sunday. So some people will come on Thursday. I will be arriving on Thursday. Esta, I think you're arriving on Thursday as well. Sauce?
I shall.
So I think we're all coming on Thursday. Also on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thank you.
But we will be coming a day early and then leaving, I gotta stop.
So
I gotta stop saying coming.
much coming here tonight.
I'll come anywhere I want. I have to stop saying it. And we'll be leaving at different times, obviously. But those are the official dates, August 30th through September 1st. We have a website. I create a website. I don't think
Yeah,
we've
Turd
ever.
Hat.
I don't
You
think
ever
we've
done a
ever.
website?
Yeah, we never had a website for a meetup. It's got it. I'll link it in the show notes, or Esta, I guess you'll link it in the show notes whenever you post this. And Esta and I talked about maybe putting it on the ventchat.com.
Yeah, I'll try and get a link up there as well.
Be easy as pie to direct people to benchat.com and have them click from there. But it'll be linked in the show notes. If you're interested in being in the Twitter DM, get in touch with one of us. You can also join the Discord. There's some info in there. But a lot of the info about the meetup is on the website. You guys looked at the website.
I did.
Do
Yeah,
you
looks nice.
think it's good? Like, do we need, is there something we're missing?
I'm a bad person to ask that because I have all the info already, kind of.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say look at it, and if you think we're missing something.
Yeah, let us know. It has information about who's coming. Currently, we have 13 people, including the four of us, that have RSVP'd. We have Zilkiki, Milliamp, Daggard, and his
You
wife.
probably shouldn't have said Milliamp. Now people aren't going to show
Well, that. Allegedly, Milliamp might be there.
He's going to Hawaii that weekend.
Zelkiki, it's his first meetup. Daggard and
Hell
his
yeah.
wife, it's their first meetup.
Hell yeah.
Rob.
We saw Daggard. He stopped in. Where was that, Esther?
I don't think I was there
You've
yet.
met Daggard?
Oh. Yeah, he was going through for work when we were
Yeah.
in.
I
Was it
think that was
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he came through
What
and
the
met us like
fuck?
before. So
I
sorry, a
wasn't
bunch of
quite there
loss.
yet.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure Daggard was a real person until this week. I'm
Oh,
still not
yeah.
sure.
He
Okay.
kind of looks like Andy with hair.
So sexy?
Yeah.
Sexy as fuck?
It's just going to be better when you see him now. But.
Well, he looks like Dwight Schrute on our webpage that we have up. Rob is also on the list. Wheezy, Giggles, and El Chorizone. And
Yes.
Trantor. Is this his
Trantor.
first time?
I
I
believe
think
so.
so.
So we
I
got.
thought we I think we met him in when we were on the cruise, and then
Oh.
he was somewhere. He was in
Is
Vancouver.
this a bit? Is this a bit we're doing? So yeah, 13 confirmed people so far. We're hoping that some of you that are maybe haven't seen it on Twitter or not will RSVP through that website. That's our official lock list. And whenever you show up on there, whenever you RSVP, it's going to ask for your first and last name. I will just say, if you put your first and last name on there, it's going to show up on the website until I change it. And if I don't know who you are, what the fuck am I going to do? So put a name on there that people know you by. Okay? Make sure people know who you are, because that's good. And then it also has information about the hotel. Dawson, you want to tell them about the hotel that we're staying at?
Nope, I wasn't prepared. we decided the four of us are going to stay at the Town Place, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Town Place Suites.
So there's, you know, it seemed like it was a reasonable price. It's right next to Mall of America. So we'll be there. They have like the hosts, we're getting a 2-bedroom room. So it's got, you know, two separate bedrooms. It's got a king size bed. I think there's a queen, 2 queen beds and a pull out bed and a couch and a living room. So you mean you can
no
fit
pull out in there.
There's no pull out in that suite.
Yeah, there's nothing getting pulled out in that place. So I don't know. We're doing that. I think it was like $260 a night or something.
Yeah,
so we're really cheap. Really reasonable when you split it.
Yeah, we're cheap motherfuckers.
Yeah, so we're gonna stay there, and then the only downside to like these hotels is there's not like a ton of late night, if you will. We'll have to, you know, Uber or public transit, or so we'll have to do something to get to, you know, if we want to go to a bar later at night. But
yeah, and we were a little concerned about that once we sort of realized it. But ultimately, as we talk about the schedule events, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, Friday we have an event that's going to take us into downtown. So you'll already be downtown Friday for whatever you want to do. Saturday is the fair. And
yeah,
I'm not even sure people will feel like hanging out after getting done with a day at the fair.
It's true. It is very true. I mean,
and the park and ride is there for the fair.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. It's right with there. It's a walking distance. They may have slightly moved it, but it's still, I mean, it's right there. It's right next to the hotel.
Couple blocks.
It's nice. So we're right there.
Yeah. That's ultimately why we picked the area, right? Easy access. There's a lot of options around there as far as places to stay if you don't want to stay in the Town Place Suites.
The only downside of staying like downtown is it just is so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could have stayed downtown, but that's, you know, there's more bars, but I don't know.
Yeah,
right, twice as much. Like you guys are saying, right? We're doing Friday night. We're starting at a bar. We're going to a game, and then after that, there's pick of the litter. We, you know, I'll try to pick a couple places out we could all go hang out to, but then, you know, we head back to the hotel because you got an early morning Saturday morning.
Well, so we'll talk about that too. Well, we might as well get to the schedule of events. Like I said, the official start is Friday, but we've sort of been talking a little bit about a Paisley Park tour, which is Prince's home, which Dawson and I did whenever I visited him. And if you're a Prince fan, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool experience. So we talked about maybe doing that on Thursday as like a before everybody gets in kind of kickoff thing. It's a little on the pricey side, right, Dawson? I mean,
yeah.
I think the one that we did was like $100 a person, something like that.
Might have been more than that, but we also did, well, we did a session where you could record
something.
Prince's booth. and Brent chickened out on me. He didn't want to go sing a song with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me
no
see.
No way I'd do that either.
Why not? Why wouldn't you want to sing? You're in a recording. You're going to sing. Yeah, but nobody can sing.
I mean, I don't think that's
sing. When
true.
No one can sing,
true.
Everyone can sing.
Ah.
But some people can sing. That's the problem.
Wise words from the man on the call.
So there was I'm just looking, this might change, but The thing we did was called the Ultimate Experience, and it was $200.
Holy fuck!
So Thursday, yeah, and that it is available on Thursday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing.
If you'd like to do the Ultimate Session, why not? The Ultimate Session includes Studios A, B, and C access, a private screening of exclusive footage, a special audio playback session in the control room B. Visitors Ultimate Experience will also have access to view archive items not displayed on Paisley Park Experience VIP tour. That's what we did.
I don't know, man. That sounds like more than we did. I think we did the step down.
The VIP that. Is a 30-minute longer experience, access to additional rooms and studio areas, a showcase of additional artifacts, and, maybe, an exclusive and unique photo opportunity.
That one is also
available, and now it's at 11:30, 12, and 3 o'clock, and that's $100. That's $110.
Okay.
So what's the cheapest experience?
Cheapest is $75, and that is the Paisley Experience. And that is access to the main floor of Paisley Park, which is where we went, Brent, like that, a couple offices, massive soundstage and concert hall will Prince rehearse for hours and held exclusive private events, which we did. And MPG Music Club where Prince held, they're right next to each other.
So it doesn't do the recording studios? It doesn't do
the shoe room and
The studios were the coolest part, honestly.
And the basketball court and all that shit. So
yeah.
Bullshit.
So I would say, I would say the VIP one.
I think you want to spend the extra $35 to do that.
It's an extra half an hour of stuff.
And hopefully you get Domino as your host.
Yeah. It's good to kind of get the ranges out there.
So if you're interested in that, I think I was thinking maybe we would shoot for the some tour in the 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock range to give people time to get in, if they're coming in on Thursday. I mean, I think I'm coming in kind of early cause the best flight is an early one.
The latest tour date on that is 3 PM on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's something 2 to 3 ish, I think.
If you're sitting there thinking how far is that from where we're staying? Paisley Park is
about a 25 minute drive.
I would say it's that. I was going to give you because it's right next. We went to the Mall of America and it took us about 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 20-25 minutes away probably. So if you're interested in that, we do have to purchase tickets ahead of time because it can sell out and it's limited spaces. So if we want to do it together, we need to purchase tickets. So we need a head count. We need to know what sort of price point people are interested in. And then we will we'll have to collect money or something, Dawson, to non-refundable people. So, but it is a cool experience. It is a cool experience. So that's the one thing on Thursday. And then usually, not everyone's there. We just shoot the shit, hang out, find a spot to post up for a little while. Everyone gets in their rooms and, it'd be a good time. And then Friday, Catalina Wine Mixer, the fucking Catalina Wine Mixer, is going to be High Eves.
That's Sauce's picture. That's not Sauce.
He's 15.
Look, 15.
What?
I'll take it.
What? Oh, no, it's not Sauce. That's me. That's me.
That's Brent, but it's Sauce's picture.
I was like, what is she talking about? Is Eves coming to the meetup?
You're not really going to the meetup, right?
Oh,
I don't think she is.
Eves, my heart.
Is it because you're staying with us? Is that why she's not coming?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on this year. She'll be shortly after that going down to Kentucky with her.
Oh, it's started getting tired of seeing her at meetups, honestly.
Did you just say she's going to my mom's? Is that what
That's why I paused.
With her mom.
Oh, I thought you were she's going down to Kentucky to your mom's. okay, all right.
But somebody else will be there.
DVD?
DVD.
Hell yeah. Get that motherfucker to RSVP. Let's get him on the lock list. That's going to get people to show up.
I'll let him know.
There's so many like first time people every time. It's pretty cool.
I know. I was excited. Like Tranter and Dagger. I know you guys said you met Dagger, but a lot of people haven't. Zelkiki, like for the few people that we have on there, we already have some first timers, and that's exciting.
Hopefully some cool people end up going.
Dawson dropped off the call. All right. Well,
good timing.
So the Catalina Wine Mixer is going to be a little earlier than usual. It's going to be at 4 p.m. on Friday. And it's going to be at Modest Brewing Company, which is downtown. It's right by Target Field, which is where the Minnesota Twins play. We have booked a space in there. I forget what it's called. It's not a large space. I think they said it fits like 30 people. And that's standing. There's a few seats, but it's really just a place for us to congregate. And then, you know, we have access to the rest of the brewery because it's open to the public, but it sort of gives us a space where we can make sure that we have room for some people in there. I think we've rented that from 4 to 6:30, maybe.
Nice.
Or 4 to 7. And then there's a baseball game, Blazeball, a Twins game at 7 o'clock, and we can do that. Like I said, it's right next to Modest. We've done baseball games in Cincinnati, Austin. We could do one in Minnesota if people are interested. Tickets range, you know, there's a wide range of tickets at a baseball game, depending on how good you want your seats. I think there's like $20 seats in the nosebleeds that you can get. Or you could spend a little more and get a little closer. I don't know if people are interested in it. That's another thing. If you want to go to the Blazeball game, let us know, because we kind of need to know how many people we're talking about and what people want to spend. You know? Because I don't care. If I'm in the stadium, I don't care where I am, really.
Yeah, same.
I mean, and honestly, like, as a person who's gone to hundreds of Twins games, there's not a bad spot in Target Field. And also, like, if we're going to be as a group, there's a ton of bars and stuff scattered throughout the place where we could hang up and post out. So, I mean, they'll be playing the Blue Jays.
The Toronto Blue Jays. And if they if they continue to suck, Dawson, the tickets might get cheaper.
I mean, they're on an 8-game winning streak, and they've got the home run sausage right now. So they're not slowing down. But
I knew I could get that Minnesota sports fan to come out for a second.
That's Andy's wife's nickname for me.
Home run sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pork log.
The first 5,000 fans in attendance get tote bag.
He said, "Okay." Okay.
And there's post-game fireworks, so we can watch fireworks after the game, too.
Dawson...
Just for you guys.
What what did we rent the room for? Was it 4 to 6:30? Or did we do 4 to 7?
Yeah, I believe I requested 4 to 7, so 3 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, Modest Brewing, did you say that already?
I did, but I didn't give any info about it.
Okay, because I my computer shut off. I don't know what happened. Oh. So I missed 5 minutes of the call.
Yeah.
Modest Brewing is going to be, it's right there. It's a 5-minute walk away. They make really great beers. Brent got, or we're booking a room that has seating for 15, but it can hold up to 30. Mm. You know, and it's not like it's a private, like closed off. It's just, it's a room that we have access to, with reserve seating. But if we have 35 people, you can spill over into the tap room, which is right next to it. And it's not a big deal. And there's patios and there'll be food trucks and stuff. So I think it's there. The game starts at 7 o'clock. We can just walk right over.
And we did put money down on, well, Dawson did. So we might put a little collection bucket on one of the tables, Dawson, to if people want to kick in.
Yeah, sure. So I mean, like, to the tickets are, yeah, like you said, you can get them as low as $20.
Yeah. So I would like to do it. I'm interested in doing it, even if it was like, you know, a handful of people. If more people wanted to do it, that's great. But I'm not drinking, so hanging out at a bar, I'm fine to hang out at a bar. I do it all the time on these. But if I have the chance to maybe go hang out at a different spot, I would be game to do that too.
And if I get enough people, I reach out to one of the group ticket sales guys, and I asked him, just like, hey, how many do we need? And he was basically, if you get anywhere from 15 to 20, they can probably work out a discount for us. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We'll figure it out.
And if you don't want to go to the baseball game, like I said, you're downtown. There's a lot of bars and things around you that are mostly walkable, I think, Dawson. Like right in the area of the stadium.
Right. I mean, basically across the street, there's a huge bar. It's called Cowboy Jack's, and it's extremely popular spot before the games. There's Modest over by where we're getting the Catalina Wine Mixer. There's three or four other breweries you could go to. Check those out if you want. There's a pretty decent barbecue spot not too far away. There's two strip clubs, three strip clubs. Man. There's a giant sex toy store, Turd Hat. It's called Sex World.
Do they have small sex toys as well?
They do, and they also have, if you want, they have a giant golden penis which you can go sit on.
I'm not passing up that opportunity.
I mean, we're gonna have to get a group photo. you could go over to the other side of Minneapolis and go see the Stone Arch Bridge. It might be under construction. You could see the 35W bridge that collapsed a few years ago and it's been rebuilt. That's a bit of a walk. I wouldn't maybe walk over there.
If you want to go see hella bridges.
Yeah.
We got the most bridges in the state.
Well, they have a lot of water, you know? They have
the Mississippi River as it flows through the city. You can go see that. Go to the University of Minnesota campus.
Purify yourselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
That's a bit of, you know, you have to take an Uber for that, but you could. Uber may not be here when you guys come here.
I need a purple motorcycle before I do that.
You could see that on the well, it wasn't the purple one; it was the black one. That's right. On the tour, they had that out. But long story short, there's a lot of stuff in that area, and that sort of made us feel better about staying by Mall of America, not around a bunch of stuff, because we're going to be around so much on Friday, and have an all day thing on Saturday, which. We've never, correct me if I'm wrong, we've never really done an all-day event like the fair. It's usually like a food festival that's a couple of hours, and you know, we've never done a full day thing.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be kind of worn out by that. So I'm not really worried about Saturday either. And you're going to be around shit on Friday, so.
It's the biggest event in Venchat history.
I asked Dawson, you know, what time do you think we should start the fair business? He's like, 8 a.m. What? What?
Oh, man, they have breakfast. I'm there.
Bro, they have some of the most incredible breakfast you'll ever have.
No, I'm there to eat shit, dude.
Yeah, dude, we're there to eat. That's what I'm saying.
We are barfing and blowing up toilets all day.
Hey, friendly reminder. You have, as of recording this, you have 4 months.
Minnesota State. There's a countdown on there. You have 121 days, 12 hours and 36 minutes as of this recording.
I would suggest getting some nice walking shoes and getting ready because it is a doozy of the state fair.
I got my Hokas ready.
I mean, I think I walked, what did I walk last year? Like 11 miles or something.
I was going to say probably like 10 miles.
It was all over the place. So you don't have to do that, but.
Yeah, you could just go post up in the milk tent.
That's right. All you can eat.
If you're a loser.
If you eat milk.
Or all you can drink.
No. Oh, yeah. So excited.
Milk Whatever. Was a bad choice. Oh, fuck. So, some of us will be heading to the shuttle and over to the fair as early as, say, 8 a.m. If that's not your bag, or you are... you were three sheets to the wind the night before and you're a little hungover and you don't want to get up. We're close to the shuttles. You can come at will. You know how to get in touch with people. You'll have the Twitter DM. You'll probably have a buddy's phone number that you can text. You'll be able to find people. It might be a little bit of a chore to find some people, but you know, you don't have to show up when we show up. I'll go at 8 a.m. with you guys. I'm good.
Yeah, there's like Brent said, there's the bus. That's a direct. It's a direct bus. It's every half hour. It's like, I think it's $5 or $6. If you don't want to be there, because if we're going at 8, that means we got to be at the bus probably 7:50, 7:45, waiting for it, because it'll fill up. There'll be people there. It's the, you know, the last weekend for this, probably the busy one of the busiest days is the day we're going. So people are ready to go. Yeah. So you can take it. It's every half hour. We'll have some form of communication for everyone that's going to be there. I'm always on my phone, so
we're gonna chip you whenever you show up, and you'll be geolocated through the Vent Chat Meetup application. We got an app set up. You're gonna get microchipped. It's gonna be good, dude. Don't worry about it. Dawson, I've got a link to purchase tickets. Is there any reason for people to purchase tickets ahead of time?
Yeah, not now. They don't sell out. Before we go, I would don't buy your ticket at the booth. Buy it on the website and get it on your phone. Because whenever you go to the ticketing booth, there are hundreds of people standing in line, and it slows you down. Mm. If you have it on your phone, you just walk right up to the dude. They scan your phone, they check your purse or whatever, and you're in.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, don't do that. I think you might even get you might have a fee to do it online, but it's worth $1 or whatever extra cost. I'll try and see if there's anything that pops up. Sometimes they'll do like flash sales on tickets. Mm-hmm. I think Susan and Flatus got them for a discount. it's not much. It's a couple bucks. I can also, through some of our local grocery stores, like a couple weeks before, they sell discounted tickets. So like I could do them that way too. Mm. Just get paper tickets, but then you gotta find me and meet up, and I'll give them to you before Saturday. But I wouldn't say like you don't have. There's no rush. Don't buy your ticket for the State Fair now. You can look. This is totally separate. But if you want, on the State Fair, there's every night. There's a giant. There's a quote unquote giant concert, a big concert at the event there, the grandstand, and they have. I think the whole lineup is announced. So see if there's someone that you want to see, and you know, you could go multiple nights or whatever. But no reason to buy tickets.
Who's there Thursday through Monday? Give me the lineup. Do you have that pulled up?
I will. Grandstand lineup. So Thursday, you said Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday night is Motley Crue.
All right. Hot for Teacher. Dr. Feelgood. Yeah.
Friday, Reggie, Matchbox 20.
Oh, I want to push you around. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Saturday, probably the biggest name of them all, Steven Sanchez.
Who?
Come again?
I don't even know who that is.
Steven Sanchez.
That sounds like an outro song Brent found that he loves and nobody hates it.
I don't know. I don't understand.
What are you talking about?
He's 21 years old. I listened to when I posted that today. I've never heard of him before. I feel like I've... Yeah, he's music. I think he does like...
he is music.
Stand-up comedians also, though. And stuff.
No,
I think he's trying to do like an old school, like it's a 50s vibe.
There's a lot of that happening now.
Yeah. And then Monday is Kids Day. It's Kids Bop Live. Oh, we don't have Sunday yet, so we don't know who Sunday is. But Kids Bop Live on Monday.
Hell yes. I'll be gone before that happens, probably.
Yeah, Nate Bargatze's earlier in the week.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I wish I could make it for that.
The Saturday before.
Yeah, same.
So the fair, massive, number one state fair in all of the country. It's going to be a great time. It's going to fill your day up. And then, Sunday we'll have Shame Brunch. We do not have a spot for Shame Brunch yet.
Okay.
So we haven't decided upon that. We wanted to, you know, get the information that we did have out to people. Because it is, you know, we always joke about things like 9 months ahead of time. It is 4 months away now. It's starting to get closer. And we got this fun little website, which has an RSVP button. And you should fill out the form fully. But don't put your real first and last name if you don't want that out there. Make sure I know who you are. There's a link to the hotel where you could book your hotel room. And I would say, if you are coming... It is a big weekend, and I noticed that some of the rooms are already not available for some of the days. Like, there's a smaller selection. So you might, if you want to stay in that town place suites by the mall, if you're locked into going, go ahead and book your room.
It doesn't charge your card until you book, right? Like,
right.
And I booked our room and it doesn't. You can cancel like, I think it was like a day.
48 hours. I think it's 48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours.
So
I think
if you're going, go ahead and book your shit. Maybe not your flights, but get that hotel on lock. And get on the lock list. I want to see everybody's pictures on there. And if you get on the lock list and you have a picture you want me to put, you know, send it to me, or I'll probably put your Twitter profile picture. If your Twitter profile picture is a picture of Super Mario, I'm going to pick a random office character for you. So that's how that goes down. Otherwise, anything else, guys?
I don't think so.
I mean, that's sort of everything. I mean, we don't want to book the whole weekend out. That's why, you know, we don't have anything Thursday night if people come in early. We don't have anything Friday before the afternoon. We don't have any late night stuff if anybody wants to. Oh, going to downtown and coming back from downtown. Dawson, you mentioned that there is a train. But yes, you might want to ride it with a group.
I mean, it's like most major metropolitan areas. It's not necessarily like you're most likely fine. I've ridden it many times. It's been a few years. But
so is your wife.
Okay. Jesus. And yeah, so it could be a little sketchy. There are reports of like people doing crack. It's, you know, Turd Hat's used to it. He's in San Francisco. So I mean, it's probably not as bad as that.
You'll be fine. But, yeah. But if you're with a small group of our people, like, even better, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say buddy system. Don't take that. You're probably better off taking an Uber or whatever rideshare system we have in place then. I would maybe do that, or if you're a group, cuz honestly, it'll take from the Mall of America where the train ends or starts to Target Field where the Twins play. It does take about 45 minutes because there's a lot of stops along the way, where a cab ride would be probably 15 minutes. So, yeah, you're probably going to pay five times as much, but, yeah, it might be worth not taking the train. You can take the train from the airport to the Mall of America and then just walk over to your hotel. So there's other pluses to it where you're not riding with some sketchy people, but there's a couple sketchy stops along the way. I'm not gonna sugarcoat.
Group up with the Ubers or whatever, like rideshare you said, because a lot of people are going back and forth at the same time. So if you can split the fare, you know, 2, 3, 4 ways, then it's more achievable. Or somebody gets one way, somebody gets the next time.
That's what I was gonna say. If somebody pays for you to go down there, up there, maybe you pay for you all to come back. You know, do the right thing, people. Don't stick sauce with all the Ubers. He doesn't like that.
Yeah.
I learned that. No, I'm just kidding. I've taken one Uber with sauce, I think.
I think the train system's a little bit faster than Boston, but it's not, you know.
Dude, the trains in Boston were painfully slow. Painfully slow.
Yeah. They move faster, but there's a lot of stops. There's probably 15 to 20 stops on the way from the Mall of America to downtown.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We can go look at the waterfalls, Minnehaha Falls, right in the part of the city.
What? Say again?
Minnehaha Falls.
Mini? No. Small?
Interesting.
It's like what happens when Sauce's wife sees his penis. It's Minnehaha.
Something there. What a strange name.
It's going to be good, dude. It's going to be good.
It's been a few weeks since I've done a podcast, so I'm a little rusty.
It has not. You did a podcast last night.
Yeah, that's not funny, though.
And I like to hug people, so.
Sauce is a hugger. Hug. He is a hugger. I also like hugs.
They're good.
So look in the show notes. There's a link. If you want to get in the DM, let us know. Hop on Discord. RSVP on the website. All that good stuff. I think that's everything. I think we did it. Come join us Labor Day weekend, August 30th through September 1st in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's going to be a good fucking time. It's the Vent Chat Minnesota Lumpy Pillow fucking meetup. Okay? All right. We'll see you there.